With your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Starting with some local news, mining giant BHP will now pay 2,200 of its Central Queensland coal miners an average of $30,000 more in a landmark test of the federal government's same job, same pay laws. The law required labour hires to be offered the same pay and conditions as full-time employees when doing the same work, with this coming to effect for workers at BHP's Saraji, Peak Downs and Goonyella Riverside mines. This comes after the Mining and Energy Union made the application to the Fair Work Commission, with BHP citing in an unsuccessful bid that the workers were providing a service, not labour. According to the Australian Resources and Energy Employer Association, if applied to all mines, the ruling would cost BHP $1.3 billion a year, with the company warning the decision could lead to layoffs. On a lighter note, Ipswich's Spark Festival is set to return for its fifth year on July 11 this year. The festival will feature over 50 events over its 10 days from July 11 to July 20. The program will include a special tribute to the Ipswich Civic Centre, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary as a cultural stakeholder. Local Ipswich artists will be getting a spotlight, with the Civic Centre's car park becoming a pop-up live music venue as a part of the Car Park Party series. The festival also marks the return of the World of Music Ipswich, bringing multicultural performances, food and crafts to Springfield. Locals hope that the festival will help to dispel the negative perception that Ipswich has come to receive from the wider Brisbane community. And in national news, a concrete testing lab in the Snowy Mountains in rural New South Wales has been closed amid concerns of silica exposure. The Snowy 2.0 concrete lab at Lobb's Hole was closed by SafeWork New South Wales after documents revealed workers were exposed to respiral crystalline silica and dust at the test laboratory. The inhalation of fine silica dust can result in lung disease silicosis, causing long-term lung damage that can be fatal. There is no safe amount of silica dust inhalation. The Snowy 2.0 project is expected to provide up to 2.2 gigawatts of electricity to the national grid once completed, and is currently expected to start delivering power in late 2027 if no more setbacks are to arise.
A highway duplication project in Western Australia's southwest has come under fire after its initial cost has doubled. The Bustle Highway Duplication Project, which was initially promised to be completed by the end of 2023, has reached a cost of $170 million, which is more than double the original $85 million cost. Construction began in 2020, with locals voicing their frustration with the continuous extension of deadlines. Further concerns have been raised following diversion of traffic down local roads in order to avoid the construction, such as Tuart Drive, where the intersection has already claimed multiple lives over the past 18 months. The RAC announced the intersection to be the number three riskiest road across the metropolitan and regional areas in February. Moving on to international news. Just a content warning in place for the following story, as it has reference to some things which people may find distressing. The US Justice Department has walked back claims that Jeffrey Epstein maintained a client list for his alleged sex trafficking practices, with the department saying they will not release any more files relating to the case. The new announcement was made in a two-page memo which stated the reasoning was to protect the victims of the case, with it being produced by both the Justice Department and FBI without any official signature from an individual. This comes after the Trump administration had previously heavily supported the theory of a client list, with Attorney General Pam Bondi even suggesting that the document was sitting on her desk for review in a Fox News interview earlier this year. In February, far-right influencers were also given document binders marked as Phase 1 of the Epstein files, with them containing information which was already in the public domain. Moving on to our weather for today. Brisbane is as cool as anyone who has subscribed to 4ZZZ. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. Fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.
Thanks for that. And yes, it was very, very cool this morning. So thank you for that. I wanted to thank you for the way that you worked under adversity today. Thank you both. First off, it was the delay because we were running a bit behind. But then when you were reading about the Ipswich story, you did so well to keep it. Like, for listeners at home, my body language was you nearly cracked up, didn't you?
I had to hold it in.
Because it was a really positive story about Ipswich when I was given it such a bagging beforehand. You know, it's a great place to bring your kids up, you know. It's also a great place to create weapons. But, most places are like that. But thank you for that. It was a great story.
Thank you.
There's good and bad to everything and everyone. So,
I do love Ipswich Spark as a local out there. It's really nice.
It is good. And there's the one thing that about it is you'd be able to participate on a low budget, if not zero budget, because there's free events and things like that. Yeah. So, get out there and, support those local musicians. Okay, thank you for that, and we shall see you again next Tuesday.
Yes, see you then.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, for now, we're going to go to a few tracks here on Workers' Power, and we'll be back with more Workers' Power after that.